Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because banks are about to get punished for hurting us. And they're going to pay big time for this. Plus, there's a lot of stuff to cover in the economy, people making predictions. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, please. And let's get right into it. The current administration is about to sign an executive order that will make it illegal for you to be debanked for your political beliefs, social beliefs, for where you're going to, your church, color of your skin, all the things that they should have been doing in the first place. It's funny. There has been nothing but problems over the course of the last 4 years where people were messed with. They didn't like your political beliefs, your religious beliefs. If you were Catholic and they didn't want you to protest something, they would shut your bank account down. Even Melania Trump had her bank account shut down and couldn't get a bank account for an extended period of time. How ridiculous is that? Former First Lady of the United States, now current First Lady again. Oh, Dan, this doesn't happen. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, we've heard individual stories of people that were messed with, and we've talked about them over time, but now it's going to be put into law where these people cannot do this, which is awesome. Okay, and the reason for this is that you don't want people to do this. Administrations come and go, guys. Things change. Also, this was the site, guys, of the World Surfing Championship, OP Pro, and they're ripping down the remnants of it out here at Huntington Beach. So, guys, think about this. You don't want a world where they do this. And I'm telling you, people in rural communities that, grew certain things, didn't buy their seeds from the right company, they were messed with. We like to grow things that are organic. Certain farmers didn't like that. I'm not going to say company names, but what they would do is they would make it so these people couldn't basically thrive. Try running a business without a bank account. Try hiring employees without a bank account. It's impossible. Now, we've heard the stories where, people have illegal banks in their houses and they cash checks for people. You can only run a business so long like that because eventually everybody gets caught. So this is going to end. The banks have said, hey, we de-risk our platform. That's what the banks call it, de-risking. Dan, I don't like his political beliefs. Let's shut his bank account down. We're going to de-risk this company. Think about how ridiculous that is, de-risking. Well, now banks cannot change lending restrictions, which they have done. They don't like your political beliefs. They don't like your personal beliefs. They don't like what you sell. Think about that. Whether it be certain weapons, CBD products, anything like that. And, hey, I just don't believe in this, so we're going to shut you down. Now they can't do things like this. Basically, fair employment, fair lending laws have made it so they can't discriminate against us anyways, against the color of our skin, our religion, our beliefs, anything. Well, they would get around this by saying that Dan's a bad guy. Okay? You understand? So now that's going to be a crime. It's also going to be a crime if the SBA finds a bank doing this. They will deregulate these banks and deal with this through the FDIC. I mean, this is going to be fantastic because they're finally going to have to pay. Okay? So the next thing is Mark Zandi is an economist with Moody's. And Mark Zandi still says, listen, things point to a recession, but do they? Now, this goes to something that's very interesting. 6 months ago, when this administration started, there was almost a 52% chance that we were going to have a recession by summer. I don't think it's happened, guys. Mr. Zandi says still we have low construction products being built. We have low manufacturing. There's a problem with employment. I agree with all that. But experts in general say, hey, wait a second, we're not going to have a recession. What do you think? I just think that things are overpriced. I think that they've built so many homes that are not selling right now. I have a relative that's actively looking for a house in the Arizona area. And I'm like, look at the new construction. Oh, I don't know if I can afford that. They're making such sick deals right now. It's insane. Unbelievable deals. Crazy deals. You know, I called over the weekend to a couple builders. Hey, do you guys do broker participation? You would have thought the woman would have driven to my house. Oh my God, yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Do you have a broker? Bring her in. Bring her in. Do you know any names? We can. Maybe we've dealt with her before. Okay? They're throwing in lower interest rates. You can buy a new house in the Arizona area in the 4% range right now. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. You're starting to see more incentives for paying the brokers. Brokers bring you in, they'll knock the price up. But what if my broker comes in and you lower the price of the house X amount of dollars? I am telling you, you people that bought a house from these builders over the course of the last year, year and a half, you're about to see what it's like to be owning an asset that's going to depreciate, where somebody down the street from you is going to get something for maybe $100,000 less. It's going to be crazy. And this is going to happen more and more and more right now. But again, with one simple phone call, we found all these different builders that are offering these incentives. So crazy, guys. Do you think that there is a recession headed our way? Do you think that things point to this? I think what it points to is that we have challenges in the economy that, you know, we haven't seen in a very long time. I personally think that certain housing products are overpriced. I think that the interest rates are eventually going to get cut, but what's it going to do? Is it going to change your life? If they lower interest rates by a quarter of a point, you think your mortgage is going to drop to 4%? That's not going to make a bit of difference, guys. It's not going to do anything. The other thing is ground beef prices have hit such a high right now that people are doing what they call protein shifting, where they're going out and they're supplementing meats, different meats, in place of beef. So chicken is up. Tyson Foods just talked about how they're selling more chicken than ever. Profits are up an additional 4% because they're seeing a chicken demand that they haven't seen in a while because people cannot afford beef right now. So with that being said, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing people just make different changes. Plus, there's also people that are getting away from beef and meat and proteins like that right now in general. That's wild, guys. That is wild, okay? One thing that's crazy is, you know, you guys all saw the brawl in Cincinnati where they beat those two people up and multiple people got charged with felonies, and, you know, whether they get charged or not is going to be interesting. One of the greatest surfing spots in the world right here, guys. Let's catch a little bit of this. I'm on the Huntington Beach Pier. It's a beautiful morning out here. Just fantastic. But there is a company called One Logistics Network right outside of Cincinnati, and they're saying enough is enough is enough. We're leaving. We're leaving our office. You want to sue us? Go ahead. This city is unsafe. We can't have employees risk their lives coming down here. Where have we heard that before? San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City. Well, now Cincinnati. You know, it was one thing to have that brawl and have all those people fight. That was one thing. But you've got people defecating in front of the office. And they're like, enough. Read the story below out of the New York Post. They're like, no, we're not doing this. We're not subjecting our employees to this anymore. This is too much. When do you draw the line, guys? When do you draw the line with this stuff? You know, we're seeing so much happen right now when it comes to challenges in the economy, challenges in getting paid. It's tough, man. It's tough being a business owner right now. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about California. And great things that I love is you're seeing the fact that all these taxes that we have here, you know, over 13% for state tax, the gas tax is out of line. Everybody's affected by the gas tax. Everybody's affected by high energy costs. I don't care what you do, you know, what city you live in. It affects every single one of us. So that's too much. You know, one thing that I talked about earlier was the odds that there would be a recession. And one thing that was brought up in that article from The Hill, which is great, is there is a website called Kashi. And I'm going to ruin the surfing spot by showing you this little video in the background. But Kashi is a betting site. Now think about this. They say that right now we're only looking at an 11% chance of a recession right now. Okay, maybe that's the case. The other thing is that Kashi allows you to bet on everything, from who the next Fed chairman's going to be, who's going to win the next presidency already, who is going to be named new Fed chairman, when will they name the Fed chairman. You can bet on all this stuff on this Kashi site. It's pretty wild, but I found it wildly entertaining because think about this. You've got so many people out there that are making all these predictions. I love this. I hate economists that talk about things after the fact and, oh, let me tell you how things are in the economy right now and what we've just seen. Who cares? Tell me what's going to happen next. And again, nobody predicted that we would bring in revenue from tariffs. Think about this, guys. If you could buy dual citizenship as an American, if you could go out and you could say, hey, yeah, I want to go to the Caribbean. I want to get a dual citizenship with Jamaica. I want to be a Jamaican and an American, and it's going to cost me, you know, $100,000. You know how many people would do things like that? It's insane. But that's money goes right into the Fed's pocket, and that's something that they've talked about. So, you know, we're losing two refineries here in California. That's going to destroy everything. This Kashi site, check that out. I mean, it was fun. I mean, I love stuff like this. They're talking about, like, the new, you know, Freaky Friday was the Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis movie. Now they have Freakier Friday. And they're like, you can bet on what the Rotten Tomatoes score will be. Which I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty, pretty cool. Oh, so, you know, what do you guys think about this stuff? You know, people can't afford beef. People can't afford to go out. You know, going to the movies is a horrible experience. Going to the baseball game, you know, I have, you know, half season pass to the Angels, and it is crazy how much it costs to go there. We generally go eat, you know, at my sister's restaurant, and then we go to the game. You know, rarely do we buy food at the stadium because it's so outrageous. I mean, that's what you're experiencing. And unfortunately, this is what's happening around MLB. I'm telling you guys want to go to a game, you want to go to the NFL, don't race out and buy tickets. Now, everybody wants to see their favorite team beat this team and do things like that. We saw last year, after the season started with the NFL, that there were games that they were free to go to. You could get decent seats in a stadium for under $30. It was unbelievable. So let me know what you think about that. I want to remind everybody that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and man, oh man, oh man, the subpoenas were flying, and we were talking about stuff like that there. So you want to get uncensored content, check out I Allegedly Live. You sign up at iallegedly.tv. Use the link below to sign up for it. And the final thing, which this is so controversial, I can't even believe that I thought this was a joke when somebody sent me this originally, but no, it's real. Okay, think about this. There is a Danish zoo out there, okay, that is having trouble feeding the animals. So what are they doing? They're saying, listen, do you have an old pet? Do you have any critters around your house you want to get rid of? Bring them to the zoo and feed them to the animals. We will do that for you. That is insane, guys. How PETA is not losing their flipping mind over this. And again, no, haven't said a word. Just let it slide. But this is insane right now, guys. Think about this. Well, you know, my neighbor's dog barks. Let's go pick him up and drop him off at the Danish zoo and feed him to the tigers and the lions. And I'm sick. Read the story. It's the last story below. That is real. Can you believe that? Going to feed animals. Hey, we'll accept pigs, guinea pigs, dogs, cats. Bring them down, guys. Bring them down. It's expensive to have this zoo. So if there's ever been a reason not to have a zoo, there you go, right there. So unflippin' believable, guys. So can't make this stuff up. So if you've ever been treated horribly by your bank, over the course of the last couple years, we've done a lot of stories on all of the different changes in headlines, posting. I mean, the cryptocurrency thing, that's the other thing. If they're, you know, banks that have been shunned people for having cryptocurrency, they're not doing that anymore. They're going to penalize these banks that shut these people off for buying cryptocurrency. You know, a man sent me, was going through a difficult divorce. And one thing he sent me, that his bank had changed the guidelines that he couldn't use any bank cards to pay for his alimony and child support. And I'm like, what about your debit card? What do you have to go through? You know, you have a state system, and he couldn't use that. Is that insane? So it happens, guys. They mess with everybody. So it'll be interesting to see how far this goes. It'll be interesting to see if it passes and how the banks take this. But again, I know people that have set up banks because they were tired of people's political beliefs being messed with. So let me know what you think. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. If you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And it is a beautiful morning out here, and I hope you guys are having a good day. Okay, I'll see you very soon.
Watch I Allegedly on YouTube.